When urgent calls fly across police radios, the information isn't always complete. Sometimes these bits of flash information come from anonymous callers. Philadelphia's police department recently changed its policy on how to use flash information. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports officials hope the new guidelines will lead to fewer innocent people being stopped and frisked.
Cops patrolling Philadelphia hear messages like this all day long.
Madison Dickinson, black male, black shirt, black pants, trying to rob a male, has a white male, black shirt, on the ground, verified.
The important thing here is the word dispatch said quickly at the end, verified. That means the tip came from someone who gave their name or from a complaining victim. That's enough for police to stop, question, pat down, and potentially arrest a suspect. But Captain Francis Healy, legal counsel with the Philadelphia Police Department, says the situation is less clear when the tip is anonymous. In those cases, dispatchers are now starting to say unverified over the radio.
What they need to do is then, when on scene, basically identify additional factors or circumstances that would give them the reasonable suspicion. It doesn't say that they're to ignore the call or anything along those lines, but what it does mean is they have to do a little more work.
Healy says the verified versus unverified disclaimers have been talked about for a while, but they're now officially city policy. And the hope is this will cut down on innocent people being stopped and frisked. Civil rights attorney David Rudofsky says one-third of all pedestrian stops police make in the city have been found to be unconstitutional, and some of those were driven by flash information.
Unfortunately, for many years, the police department was not properly training its officers. They thought they could make a stop in this situation.
Courts have long held that officers can't make stops on anonymous tips alone, but they can use the anonymous info to stop someone if they can back it up. For instance, if a tipster says a guy in a red hat is selling drugs, and a cop sees a guy in a red hat making a suspicious exchange, then a stop can be made. But Healy says there's reason to be careful, because sometimes anonymous tips are used as payback.
They can be called in by competing drug dealers to make sure that we take care of their competition. So the information there needs to be confirmed.
Adding the verified to the so-called flash information doesn't sit well with all beat cops. None interviewed for this story would go on the record, but some say the policy might discourage police from exploring unverified tips out of fear that it would look bad on paper. And they said when responding to a potential crime in progress, weighing the verified versus unverified could make them hold back. Attorney Rudofsky isn't persuaded by this. He says flash information rarely tells police very much.
So, for example, if somebody said there's a young male on the 1600 block of Market at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's got a gun. Well, an officer goes to that location, he's going to see 50 young males. That doesn't give you the right to stop every male.
But if the cop can back it up with other clues, that might be enough to investigate someone. But the anonymous call alone can't cause an arrest. So why transmit anonymous information at all? Well, Healy says many people do have legitimate tips, but are too skittish to attach their name to it.
And I can empathize with the individuals in certain parts of the city that are afraid to come forward and give their name. We can't police this city without our citizens. Even though they don't want to give their names, we'll go out there, we'll look, we'll find additional information if necessary and do what we have to do.
There are exceptions to the new policy. Police acting on anonymous tips about serious crimes like homicide, sexual assault, and robbery still have the ability to stop pretty much anyone. But the intent is the new rules will cut down on the number of unnecessary stops and frisks, a court-mandated goal of the department. That could go a long way toward improving relationships between cops and citizens in some of the city's toughest neighborhoods. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.